We're kind of going out of order.
We're a little bit out of order, but that's okay.
We're doing the Panthers, Coyotes, Canadiens today. Canadiens are picking the last of those three, that 15th. But we have Eric Engels on now from Sportsnet. Eric, thanks a lot for giving us some time here today.
Oh, always a pleasure.
So they're picking 15th. I know it's hard to figure out how the first 14 may go, but just what do you sense of where this team may go once they're on the clock? Because I feel like defense is some of the thing, one of their biggest needs right now.
Yeah, you could say that. Obviously, they have an immediate need at left defense. They're pretty stacked up on the right side, and obviously there's been some rumors going around town. You know, the story that broke in the Ottawa Sun, thanks to Don Brennan, regarding Erik Karlsson, potential interest in receiving offers from Ottawa and Montreal, that would only help beef up the right side. So, you know, I think nowadays, you know, whereas teams used to be more reticent to draft for need, especially in the first round, because usually you're projecting 2, 3, 4 years down the line, and things could change over that time in terms of your needs. It's more and more common, I think, because kids are graduating that much sooner into the NHL. And you look at this year's projections, and I've been doing a lot of reading. Obviously, being an NHL reporter, don't get to do enough of the amateur scouting stuff. But, you know, I do depend heavily on the people that do this work all year long. And, you know, it would seem there's a bevy of really good left-handed defensemen that should be available when the Canadiens pick 15th overall. But you never know what's going to happen. You know, will a Cole Caulfield, who's a prolific, smallish scorer, will he fall out of a higher projection because of the fact that he's small, kind of like we saw with Alex DeBrincat of the Chicago Blackhawks? You know, I think he's that type of player. You know, will he fall down and then all of a sudden be available to 15 for the Canadiens? I don't believe it'll happen, but those are the things when you're running a draft that you really got to key in on. But, you know, if the Canadiens are to draft for need, you know, left-handed D, they'll have their pick of the litter. And if they're going to pick the best player available, obviously things like that, like just that scenario that I just mentioned, is what they're going to have to keep their eyes open to.
Well, last year, Mark Bergevin, his head scout Trevor Timmons, and the rest of the Habs hockey team, decision makers, kind of surprised many at the draft in Dallas when they took Jesperi Kotkaniemi third overall. Draft pundits didn't even have him in the top five. Some didn't even have him in the top 10. But that's to make the Habs make a surprise pick where they're picking this year probably wouldn't be to the same extent on the wow factor. Where do you think Montreal is leaning towards as far as position and need with where they get to pick in round one?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's much the same as we just reviewed. Like I said, left-hand D is what need is, right? So you're obviously looking at that position. There's going to be other options available. A guy like Raphael Lavoie, who kind of blew the roof off the playoff scoring in the Quebec League, a big, rangy, right-handed forward playing for the Halifax Mooseheads. You know, you could envision a scenario where the Montreal Canadiens pick a French-Canadian boy that has that kind of scoring upside. But it's, like I said, it's not where their need currently lies. And if you believe that the players that fall between 10 and 15 have a good shot at playing as early as next season, then you start to angle towards picking for need. So, you know, there are a lot of really good defensemen, like I mentioned, be it Thomas Harley or, you know, Philip Roberg or even Soderberg, or there's a German kid whose name is escaping me right now. There's Ville Heinola, who's out of Finland, who really impressed a lot of people with his decision-making and his offensive style. So, it's, you know, there's not going to be a shortage of players. There's always also the possibility that the Canadiens could move up or trade out of the first round. They do have some immediate needs on their team and would like to be contending sooner rather than later, despite the fact, you know, that they've set out on this patient retooling process. You know, Carey Price is still 31 and Shea Weber is still 33, and you know, the window is what it is, and I think Mark Bergevin has to be cognizant of that. So, you know, when we're at this stage, you know, over a week away from the draft, there's a lot of room for very different scenarios to play out. And traditionally, over the last couple of years, you know, on June 15th, Mark Bergevin has made some of his biggest moves of his tenure. So as the Stanley Cup Finals wrap up here, you know, my radar is certainly up to the possibility that he could be pulling off a trade to address what the current needs are on the roster, and then really focus on drafting the best players available when and wherever they pick.
Well, then you kind of took my question here. What's the motivation and the mindset of the management staff heading into this offseason? Because they were so close to the playoffs last year. Is it an aggressive, or is it just kind of state of the plan, or do they want to try to accelerate things here?
I think it's state of the plan, but if the opportunity presents itself to accelerate things, you know, the plan gets altered. That is the nature of pro sports now, especially in the salary cap world, is different opportunities will be presented to you that alter your plans significantly. And I think Marc Bergevin, at this stage of the game, 7 years into his tenure, has to be open to all those possibilities, because I think we could all agree the Canadiens, despite missing the playoffs by, you know, a point with a 96-point season, well exceeded expectations most people had for them. They've got a good young nucleus of players, some really elite prospects on their way. A guy like Nick Suzuki comes to mind, a guy like Ryan Poehling, who made his NHL debut in the last game of the season and had a hat trick and scored the shootout winner against Toronto, comes to mind. If those guys are ready to get into the fold, your plans change dramatically from longer term to shorter term. So, you know, I don't want to give you the wishy-washy general keep all options open type of answer here, but that's where we're at in the process, and I think much of it can change over the next week, because what I'm hearing and the people that I'm speaking to around the National Hockey League is that the market right now is extremely active in terms of conversation, which is only going to increase as we approach to the draft. I think the parity that we saw in the league this year has motivated a lot of different teams that were in the mid-range to believe that a couple of tweaks here or there and they could be a team, you know, much like, did I lose you guys?
No, we're here.
Oh, okay, sorry. They could be a team much like, you know, Columbus, who took down Tampa in the first round, or St. Louis, who was in last place in January and is all of a sudden a game away from the Stanley Cup. So it's such a mixed bag here. It's really tough to predict what's going to happen.
He is Eric Engels of Sportsnet. Eric, thanks a lot for giving us some time here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys.